A group of filmmakers is bringing Sherlock Holmes to Barkerville. James Douglas is the director and producer of the film. He also works for the historical town site, and James joins me by phone this morning. Hello.
Hello, Carolina. How are you?
Great. Very excited to learn more about how you are bringing Sherlock Holmes to Barkerville. What's going on?
I'm so excited to tell you. Just to backtrack a little bit, in 1986, Stephen King wrote a short story called The Doctor's Case for The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, which was a collection of Sherlock Holmes stories being written by modern authors. And then in 1991, he republished the story in his collection of short stories, Nightmares and Dreamscapes, which I read when I was in the 12th grade. I'm a huge Stephen King fan, always have been. And that story always stuck in the back of my mind because I'm also a big Sherlock fan. So never even thinking that I would have an opportunity to film it. A couple of years ago, I was thinking about trying to use Barkerville and some of the historic sites I know around BC as shooting locations for a fantasy film that I was making in my mind, because I'd done some producing and directing, Wilds to Riches, that sort of thing, but really wanted to, or not directing, writing, but really wanted to get into directing. So I started to fantasize about what it would be like to make The Doctor's Case at Barkerville and some surrounding locations, but never really took it seriously until this year. And suddenly, I had the opportunity to make this film. And as a result of that, a number of really high-profile people have come to the project.
Now, before we get to that, James, what changed that suddenly made this seem possible?
Well, okay. So the whole time I've been thinking, there's no way that I could ever actually make this. I don't have the permission to make the short story into a movie or anything.
Yeah, Stephen King, he's like a pretty well-known guy.
Yeah, exactly, right? But then, a chance meeting with an old friend of mine in April, just before I went to Northern FanCon in May, set the ball in motion. Because she said, well, you know, I think in 1977, King came up with a way to let young filmmakers or first-time filmmakers do that very thing with his product. It's called Dollar Babies. And so I looked it up, and it's true. This is actually the 40th anniversary of the Dollar Babies program coming up. And he decided, much against the advice of his lawyers and accountants, to allow, if the appropriate pitch came through his office — he has a publishing company in Bangor, Maine, and they like the pitch — they will sell you the non-commercial rights to make one of his short stories into a movie for a dollar. And so what that means by non-commercial is we're allowed to raise money to make the film, and we're allowed to show the film at non-commercial festivals and in educational institutions like Barkerville and like School Creative BC, which came on in Vancouver. But if a distributor wanted to come along and pay us a bunch of money to move that movie out into the public, that we can't do.
Hmm.
We can allow them to get in touch with Stephen King's people and see if a deal could be made, but that's pie in the sky. There's been about 40 Dollar Babies projects completed over the last 40 years, and only four of those have gone on to have commercial
licenses. But in essence, the important part is that Stephen King has given his blessings, essentially, for you to go ahead and make this movie.
That is the important part, but the most exciting part is that he's going to watch it. That's the carrot of the Dollar Babies program, is that he has committed to watching all of it.
Does this overwhelm you at all?
It is. To be perfectly honest, it is. I mean, it was super exciting at first, and it's still very exciting. But because of everything that's happened, I feel like I walked in to buy a used car at a car lot, and I walked out with a Ferrari for the same money.
Now they're going to test you to see how well you drive it.
Exactly. And so, yeah, we have some money raised already to make the film. We're going to go into a crowdsourcing campaign starting next week as well, because it does cost money to make a film, even though all of us are volunteering our time. But because of the Stephen King name and because of Sherlock, and to be perfectly honest, because of Northern FanCon in Prince George, B.C., we have some remarkably talented and famous people who have come on board the project. And
well, probably, why don't you do some name dropping?
Well, the most significant, probably, and will be recognized by Prince George FanCon attendees, is Denise Crosby, who played Tasha Yar on Star Trek The Next Generation. She was also in Stephen King's Pet Sematary, you may recall.
Yep.
So she's already had a lead in a Stephen King project. I met her originally back in 2013 at Barkerville, because Norm Coyne, who produces FanCon, helped me bring a couple of celebrities to Barkerville as part of a geek weekend that we did. And for whatever reason, she and I hit it off. And we kept emailing each other back and forth over the last couple of years, just about stuff. And then she came to FanCon in May, and I was already talking with my friend Michael Coleman, who plays Happy on Once Upon a Time, that ABC show about Disney characters, about coming on board to play Watson in this story, The Doctor's Case. And I saw Denise at FanCon. I didn't talk to her about it then because I literally hadn't even applied for the program. I just found out about it. But I kept her in the back of my mind because there was a character that I knew that I wanted to write for the film version of the story that isn't in the story itself that she would be perfect for. And then it was serendipity. In November, I applied for the program. I got the rights to make the film. Then Facebook reminded me on November 24th that it was Denise Crosby's birthday, which was also my mother's birthday. I took that as a sign from the universe, and I emailed her. And after a series of exchanges, she invited us down to L.A. to talk about it.
Wow. So it seems like all the stars have really aligned with this project. Next is the actual production of it. What are the hurdles there? You're doing this in Barkerville.
Well, partly in Barkerville. Now, this is the thing. Because it has become what it is, other venues have come on board that will be appropriate shooting locations for certain scenes. Barkerville has a lot of Victorian interior splendor that we can use, and we will be using that. Exteriors in Barkerville are difficult because everything's made of wood. And this story does take place in London, and things are not made out of wood.
The settings are quite different.
And that's how Craig Derrick Castle came on board in Victoria.
Ah.
It's a very good friend of mine, actually from my theater days in Victoria, now is their manager of visitor services at Craig Derrick. And so we got talking about it, and Craig Derrick is a major movie film location, right? Like they rent out for large dollars to movies like Little Women have filmed there, and anything that's coming through Victoria that needs that kind of stone grandeur. But they're basically willing to do it, not for free. I mean, we've worked out a good deal for them for some staff time and stuff, but they've come on board as a major sponsor. So the locked room murder mystery that takes place at the heart of the doctor's case, a lot of it will take place there, especially the exterior things. But we've got some work to do here in Barkerville and in Cottonwood House. We're going to do a little bit of filming in Prince George as well. A number of our key crew members are coming from Prince George, so we're really happy to have this exciting opportunity to provide them with a different kind of work than perhaps they're doing right now.
Absolutely. You'll have to keep us up to date. Maybe we can drop by for that filming date at Cottonwood. James Douglas, congratulations. It's very exciting.
Thank you so much. I'm very pleased to be able to talk about it.
James Douglas is the director, producer, and very excited promoter of The Doctor's Tale, a film based on a Stephen King story that's being shot in Barkerville. If you want to find out more about the movie, you can search The Doctor's Movie on Facebook or Google.